Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go back in time to a moment in time when the Hunter Biden story broke. The New York Post came out with this bombshell story about Hunter Biden. And by the way, when the media refused to cover this before the election, we actually did a 10-part series on Hunter Biden and his emails and what was actually on the laptop. So make sure you go back in these podcasts to that 10-part series that we discussed everything you need to know about what was actually in Hunter Biden's emails. That 10-part series is still up, so go backwards in this podcast. It was multiple stories that came out of it about Hunter Biden dropping off laptops with a treasure trove of illegal and nefarious business dealings explained in his own words and his own emails on his own computers. The New York Post came out with this. Immediately what happened? Because this is weeks before the election, right? This could cost Joe Biden the White House. It was banned from Twitter. The New York Post was then locked out of their Twitter account. Then Facebook limited the reach of the post to make sure that no one could see it. Other news organizations immediately decided without investigating any of it that they weren't going to cover it. Insert CNN. Project Veritas did something that was pretty amazing. They actually taped the 9 a.m. phone call that they had every morning with CNN. And when this story broke, they said on their phone call, obviously, we're not covering this story at all. We're not going to let it breathe. We're not going to give it any airtime. We're not going to talk about any of it. Why would we do that, right? This Biden story, this Hunter Biden story, is something we will not cover. Do me a favor. I want you to go out there. And I want you to actually tweet on, or not tweet, I want you to Google Hunter Biden CNN, and I want you to see what comes up. You know what comes up? Nothing. Nothing about any of this stuff except one story from CNN. That's it. CNN finally said Hunter Biden is under tax investigation. investigation, like it's not a big deal. There are more stories criticizing CNN for not covering this than there are actual stories from CNN about the issue. Rick Grenell called out CNN and CNN's Jake Tapper for not covering the Hunter Biden story and basically being exactly what you'd expect from Jake Tapper, pretty much being a scumbag. Tapper was the first anchor on CNN to address the statement because if you've ever been around Jake Tapper, which I have, he's pretty much a narcissist that believes that he's like God's gift to journalism. So Hunter Biden story, he would mention it because then it would show that he's a true unbiased journalist, even though he refused to mention it when it actually mattered before the election. This is nothing but Jake Tapper having it both ways, which is what Jake Tapper does so well. He'll come on there and go, well, I did cover the Hunter Biden story after he was, we knew and confirmed he was being investigated. Well, did you cover it before the election? No. All right, well, you're just trying to have it both ways. You're a scumbag. Yes, Tapper did mention it finally. He said that his, quote, tax affairs are being investigated. Tapper shared a CNN report about the investigation on Twitter, which caught Rick Grenell's attention. The story broke in October. You didn't do it then, said Grenell, who then asked Tapper point blank, were you instructed to ignore it until after the election? The answer is yes. We know from the 9 a.m. phone call of CNN. They said, we're not going to cover this. We're not going to let it see the light of day. CNN has not responded to questions for comment about this. Grenell's question appeared to be valid after these recordings leaked by Project Veritas last week revealed that CNN President Jeff Zucker and their political director, David Cowen, urged staff back in October to not cover the explosive New York Post report that shed light on Hunter Biden's shady business dealings overseas. The exact quote, you ready for this? Obviously, we're not going with the New York Post story right now on Hunter Biden, Challen is heard saying during a conference call on October the 14th, the same day the Post published its first Hunter Biden story. Quote, the Trump media, you know, moves immediately from, okay, well, never mind. The Michael Flynn unmasking was, you know, found to be completely nonsensical to the latest alleged scandal and expects everybody to just follow suit. Zucker told his staff on October the 16th. That's the president of CNN speaking. So I don't think that we should be repeating unsubstantiated smears just because the right-wing media suggests that we should. So reporting on Hunter Biden then was nothing more than a right-wing smear. Now, there was finally, after more and more stories came out, one organization, Good Morning America, that decided to do an interview with Hunter Biden. And the biggest part of their interview was them claiming that they could ask him any questions. In fact, though, they pretty much asked him no questions at all. One of them was even funnier when they tried to cover for Hunter Biden, because everybody knew Hunter Biden was a liability, and everybody knew that Hunter Biden was on the campaign trail, and everybody knew that the Biden campaign was clearly putting Hunter Biden into hiding because he was such a liability. They basically said, go away, disappear till after the election. On election night, we'll have you come on stage with your dad and everything will be okay. Listen to what they had to say when they found Hunter Biden after he was in hiding. This is amazing. This is journalism. Good Morning America.
It's safe to say Hunter Biden never expected to be in this position, a focal point of an impeachment inquiry as his father makes a run for the White House. When I sat down with him at his home in Los Angeles, no questions were off limits, including ones about his foreign business dealings that have been the target of attacks by President Trump.
By the way, whatever happened to Hunter? Where the hell is he?
Hunter Biden, the son of former Vice President Joe Biden, has found himself at the center of a political firestorm.
Where's Hunter?
Where is Hunter?
Where is Hunter?
He's right here.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm working and I'm living my life.
President Trump says you're in hiding.
Hiding in plain sight, I guess. Yeah. No, not at all. Not at all.
Hiding in plain sight. That's how they spun it. No, he's right here. We found him. We found him hiding in his home in L.A. that we had to organize this interview for, where we could, of course, ask him anything we wanted to. And we asked him, where have you been? Not in hiding. Were you on the campaign trail? No. When was the last time you were taking a picture with your father? It's been months. Have you been helping the campaign? No. Have you been raising money for the campaign? No. Have you been around your father at all? No. Have you been in the White House recently? No. Have you been around the White House? No. Have you been in D.C. with your dad? No. Have any pictures been taken of you and your dad? No. But I'm not in hiding. Please. We all knew he was in hiding, and we knew why. There was a real story here. A story about a guy that was taking money on behalf of his father, whoring out his father, and his dad knew about it, to the tune of millions and millions and millions of dollars, becoming a foreign lobbyist and not actually becoming a foreign lobbyist or registering with the U.S. government, even being legal counsel as a crackhead to communists in China. Oh, and getting on Air Force Two and going and getting a couple $1 billion in loans from a Chinese bank. That's just some of the highlights. Don't worry, though. CNN says we're not covering this because this is right-wing propaganda. NPR says the same thing. What do they say about this? We don't cover these stories because these are not real news stories. We don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories, quote unquote. And we don't want to waste the listeners' and readers' time on stories that are just pure distraction. NPR headline now, President-elect Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, says he has recently been informed he's under federal investigation over a tax matter. More on this coming up in just a second. But before I get to that, I want to tell you about my good friends at AMAC, the number one conservative organization in the country. If you have not joined AMAC, you want to do it now because their new magazine is out about voter integrity and protecting our elections. And they go state by state of the vulnerabilities and what needs to be changing. If you've not joined AMAC and the 2.3 million other members, join now for free. I'm going to give you a one-year free membership that includes their magazine, the number one conservative magazine in the country. You will get their special voter fraud issue, which explains how Democrats were able to manipulate and change the elections, all in the name of COVID-19. How do you get all this for free? Go to the website, BenFreeOnline.com. That's BenFreeOnline.com. www.BenFreeOnline.com. I love how the media, by the way, in covering this Hunter Biden story that they're forced to cover now because Hunter Biden's actually telling America, I'm under federal investigation. They're already trying to undermine how big of a deal this is, normalizing it by just calling it a, quote, tax matter, like everybody's had a tax matter in their life, which is probably true. Most people I know have had a tax matter, tax issue. Everybody can understand that, right? Everybody can feel sorry for a tax matter, and you could even argue with a, quote, tax matter that people would even feel sorry for you because everybody hates the IRS, right? Everybody hates the IRS. So let's call it a tax matter, and then we don't really have to cover it in the way that we need to cover it, which is this is a huge deal. Now let's talk about what this really is. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware has confirmed they are investigating Hunter Biden's tax affairs. What does that mean? It means they're looking at everything, folks. They say that this is a very serious matter and that this is a pretty in-depth investigation. Now, let's look at Hunter Biden's statement. Quote, I learned yesterday for the first time that the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware advised my legal counsel that they are also yesterday. He's trying to act like, see, this all happened after the election, so nothing was hidden from you folks, right? Also yesterday. I'm totally transparent. I'm coming clean. I'm not really that concerned. I just want you to know. Don't worry. We didn't know about any of this before the election. You weren't. None of this information was not given to you to manipulate the election. It's all above board. Sure. Okay. You scumbags. Also yesterday, he says, that they were investigating my tax affairs. I take this matter very seriously, but I am confident that a professional and objective review of these matters will demonstrate that I handle my affairs legally and appropriately, including with the benefit of professional tax advisors. Translation, I might pay a fine. There might be an oops. I'm not going to prison because my dad is the president of the United States of America. What up? A well-placed government source has told Fox News that Hunter Biden's Hunter Biden is a subject slash target of a grand jury investigation. According to the source, a target means that there is a high probability that person committed a crime. While a subject is someone you don't know for sure has committed a crime. The source said President-elect Joe Biden is not a subject of any grand jury investigation at this time. Okay, I am going to say this because a lot of you are thinking it right now, and I'm not going to act like it's not a possibility, so I'm going to mention it. Is there a real possibility that Joe Biden could get indicted for something his son did? Yes. Is there a real chance that the 10% for the big guy was, in fact, the big guy, Joe Biden? Yes. Do I think Democrats would care? No. No, they didn't really like Joe Biden. Don't forget that. There was zero enthusiasm for Joe Biden. You had to put 6-foot circles around the audience to make it look like it was COVID, why no one showed up, right? Where each person sat. No one gives a crap about Joe Biden in the Democratic Party. They also knew that they couldn't get Kamala Harris elected. In fact, she tried and failed miserably because she's a hardcore socialist. Can we agree about that? No one is going to lose sleep over Joe Biden going down. And I think Joe Biden would probably pardon his son if he needs to. And then if he gets in trouble, I think Kamala Harris would pardon Joe Biden for unity and for the to move on in the country. Now, the source said, yes, the president-elect is not a subject of the grand jury investigation at this time. That could easily change. The source also said to Fox News that this investigation was predicated in part, meaning not solely reliant, on his laptop. There's another huge part of this investigation from what we understand. The main part of the investigation actually apparently came about because of significant suspicious activity reports, also called SARs, regarding suspicious foreign transactions in large sums of money going to, you guessed it, Hunter Biden. And of course, 10% to the big guy. Another source familiar with the investigation said that the SARs, this is, again, the suspicious activity report, were regarding funds from China and other foreign nations. If you don't think that China is going to control Joe Biden, you're not paying attention. They have so much dirt, I am sure, on Hunter Biden, because nowhere that Hunter Biden goes does he act like a professional. If Hunter Biden goes to China, Hunter Biden's doing all the things he wants to do in China that are fun. And based on what he does, that is drugs and women. Based on his own laptop, it's a lot of drugs and a lot of women. A lot of sex. Hookers, strippers, whatever it is. And don't tell me I'm being crazy, because let's be clear. He impregnated a stripper in Arkansas, denying that it was his child, and the media also didn't cover that bombshell. That you had the president-elect whose son is refusing to be a father to a child that he fathered, refusing to pay child support, refusing to buy diapers and formula and food and a roof over the head for the child for months on end. Big story. Don't worry, the media didn't cover it. Why? Because it might hurt Joe Biden becoming president of the United States of America. A Treasury Department official has also confirmed that there is a suspicious activity report, SARs, saying that the SARs are filed by financial institutions if there is something out of the ordinary about a particular transaction. Well, having money coming from Moscow, the mayor of Moscow's wife, and the millions of dollars, that's going to get you flagged. Having millions of dollars coming in from Burisma in the Ukraine and oligarchs, going to get you flagged. Having millions and millions and billions in loans coming in from communist China is going to get you flagged. You combine all that with your laptop and his emails, clearly selling influence in this country, there's going to be an investigation. In fact, I would argue that if Joe Biden had not won this election, if he wasn't president-elect right now, Joe Biden would have probably, or Hunter Biden certainly would have already probably been charged with financial crimes at this point. But again, you win, everybody in the media wins because you got rid of Donald Trump. Now, can you discard Joe Biden? Sure, you got Kamala Harris. And again, the ultimate goal of the media not covering this original story from his laptops from the New York Post was all about making sure that Joe Biden won and Kamala Harris was the vice president. If you now have to get rid of Joe Biden, they don't care. He's old and useless to them. He was only useful for one thing, getting Donald Trump out of office. Now, officials have told Fox News that the mere filing of a SARS does not mean there has been a criminal act or violation of regulations, but instead flags that a transaction is out of the ordinary for the customer. So in other words, there's a whole lot of abnormal activity with Hunter Biden's bank account. From communist countries. President-elect Biden is deeply proud. Don't worry, we got a statement from the Biden-Harris transition team. Ready? President-elect Joe Biden is deeply proud of his son, who has fought through difficult challenges, including the vicious personal attacks in recent months, only to emerge stronger. You want to know how tough those vicious attacks were? Get ready for this. Get ready for this. This is amazing audio. Good Morning America was a part of the vicious attacks when they actually asked Hunter Biden basic questions about his life. And Hunter Biden was offended, saying they weren't being kind to him, weren't being nice to him. Take a listen.
What should people know about Hunter Biden that they don't know?
Like every single person that I've ever known, I have fallen and I've gotten up. I've done estimable things and things that have been in my life that I regret. Every single one of those things has brought me exactly to where I am right now, which is probably the best place I've ever been in my life. I've gone through my own struggles.
In and out of rehab 7-8 times.
Say it nicer to me. Sought treatment for an issue. Like
sought
most
treatment
people.
For substance abuse yeah, issues
so
7-8 times. I'm so sorry.
So insensitive. And you hear the reporter there from Good Morning America asking all these tough questions. I'm so sorry. You're so insensitive. Why would you be so insensitive to me? Biden campaign has already come out this morning, and they have said that there's nothing unethical about what his son has done. They're going all in for their son, right? Because that's what you do if you're a father. You defend your son, and you always take care of your son, and you make sure he makes millions of dollars off your name, pouring out the United States government and access to our government when you were the vice president, which is exactly what he did. Again, President-elect Biden is deeply proud of his son, who has fought through these difficult challenges. Two sources familiar with the investigation said the investigation includes looking at the laptop belonging to Hunter Biden, the same laptop that no one would report on, Twitter blocked the story of, and CNN refused to cover because they said it was only going to help the Republicans. In October, Fox News first reported that the FBI subpoenaed a laptop and a hard drive purportedly belonging to Hunter Biden in connection with a money laundering investigation in late 2019. We didn't cover that in the media before Election Day. Why? Because why would you? Here's the takeaway from all this. The media knew that this was a big deal, and they refused to cover it before the election on purpose. The media knew that Hunter Biden was under criminal investigation. They refused to touch it. The media had information, I'm sure, that was leaked to them that Hunter Biden was in deep trouble over financial crimes and tax crimes, and they refused to cover it. In fact, they refused to even cover the basic story of the FBI having an investigation, seizing his laptop, which is a fact, and that was all before Election Day. And what did Jeff Zucker at CNN say? We're not covering this. What did ABC, NBC, CBS say? We're not covering this. What did NPR say? NPR was so blatant, and they're covering for Hunter Biden, that they said, we don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories, and we don't want to waste the listeners' and readers' time on stories that are just pure distractions. Well, it ain't a distraction now, is it? By the way, we did a 10-part series in our podcast, so you can go backwards and listen to this, about Hunter Biden and what is on Hunter Biden's laptops. Make sure you go backwards in our podcast, that 10-part series, and you can literally hear everything that we found on Hunter Biden's laptops that the media refused to report on. Grab it, and I'll leave it at that. See you back here for our podcast tomorrow. We'll have much more on this. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.